I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus teaches us. This is one of seven I am statements in John's Gospel. The other six, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the true vine. And today, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's my main focus today. I'm going to tie that into one of our great saints on this Mother's Day, Saint Gerard of Majella. Saint Gerard of Majella, I'll be speaking about and quoting. Jesus begins the gospel today with, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me." Our hearts troubled. Anxiety, worry. St. Gerard Majella, maybe I'll show a picture of him. Well, actually, it's an artist's rendering. Is a saint in the 1800s. I'm going to show this. It worked.
St. Gerard Majella, here's what we think he looked like, maybe from sketches or from paintings back in the 1700s. And a medal, I'll talk about a medal in a minute. We have a medal.
St. Gerard Majella, 1700s, died at only 29 years old in Italy. He was a redemptorist, religious brother. And he did great works of charity, including caring for the sick. He said, "One thing is necessary in your anguish. Bear everything with resignation to the divine will, for this will help you to attain your eternal salvation. Hope with a lively faith, and you will receive everything from Almighty God." A beautiful quote in times of trouble, that we are worried and so fearful in this time of coronavirus. Worried about our health and the health of our loved ones, concerned about our job, our finances, maybe anxious about our family, our community, the world. Do not be troubled, Jesus said. One thing is necessary in this time of anguish, the divine will, St. Gerard said. To have that belief, that faith in the Heavenly Father, as Jesus explored in today's gospel. To have trust and hope in Jesus our Savior during this Easter joy. To be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. This is what we can do in the midst of our anxiety, our worry. So Jesus introduces the gospel with that. Let's go into the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, Jesus said. Another quote from St. Gerard. Consider the shortness of life, the length of eternity, and reflect how everything here comes to an end and passes by, everything here on earth. Of what use is it to lean upon that which cannot give support? Of what use is it to lean upon that which cannot give support? In today's world, who or what do we follow? What path for our lives? Maybe a political party? Maybe we should lean on a political party? Maybe we should put our faith in science? How about power and control? How about material things? Maybe we should focus on and follow just seeking a pleasure. That's right. None of those we can trust, ultimately. None of those can give us true peace. None of those can give us eternal life. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, gives us this eternity, gives us the way, gives us the path to follow. Catholic Church, founded by Jesus 2,000 years ago, does that as well. How could we follow Jesus? Through prayer and through scripture, through service, through evangelization, formation, and building community. The four pillars of our stewardship, the five pillars of our stewardship, the five points of our new diocesan pastoral plan. Jesus gave us those 2,000 years ago. Let us follow his way. Let us follow his way. I am the truth. I am the truth. St. Gerard Majella liked this truth that he posted on his wall near the end of his life. Here the will of God is done, as God wills, and as long as God wills. The beautiful truth of our faith. He continued, St. Gerard, I see in my neighbor the person of Jesus Christ, much like Mother Teresa said. The most blessed sacrament is Christ made visible. The poor sick person is Christ again made visible. He had an extraordinary way of focusing on the truth and letting all else go by, St. Gerard. And this truth is not a what. I learned that in the seminary from Bishop Olmsted. The truth is not a what. The truth is a who. The truth is a person. The truth is Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. And one of the truths that St. Gerard put into practice was of service to our neighbor, as Jesus did. He served his community. He served the poor. He served the sick, as we are called to do. Jesus said, I am the life. I am the life. Jesus is the life. He gives us life and sustains us. By his cross and resurrection, Jesus gives us eternal life with him in heaven forever. Because he is preparing a place for us, a place, and will bring us to that place he promised in today's gospel. When I think of life, I think of mothers, especially on this Mother's Day weekend. Mary, the mother of Jesus, my mom, may she rest in peace. A family story I've told before, I don't know if you've heard it. I know I've written about this in one of the columns in the diocesan newspaper. Mom and Dad's first child, my oldest sister Mary Ann, died in infancy. During their second pregnancy, my parents asked St. Gerard Majella for prayers. St. Gerard is a patron saint of expectant mothers, of pregnant moms. St. Gerard interceded. My oldest brother, Gerard Stephen, was born. Now, Dr. Gerard Stephen Brungard and his wife, Cassandra, have 10 children, 5 girls and 5 boys. The boys are named John Gerard, Joseph Gerard, Father Michael Gerard, Paul Gerard, and Luke Gerard. What a great blessing St. Gerard has been for our family and for yours. We will have a blessing for expectant moms after the homily. Let us ask St. Gerard's intercession for all life, the life of the unborn little baby boys and girls in the womb and their moms and dads, the sick, especially in this time of virus, the addicted, the lonely, those suffering violence, the discouraged, the depressed, all human life. Let us ask St. Gerard to pray for us. Let us pray ourselves for the great gift of the human life. During our time of worry and our time of peace, we turn to the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ our Savior, the risen one. He will comfort us. He will forgive us. He is preparing a place for us and will bring us there with him and the Father and the Spirit and Mary, all the saints. Jesus loves us more than we can ask or imagine.